Time commuting on a train is often easily wasted, but now enterprising businesses in France are trying to cash in on what is, after all, a captive audience. They're offering English lessons to the growing number of French passengers who use high-speed rail to commute long distances to work. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The conductor's whistle signals the beginning of class as the express train from Reims to Paris pulls out of the station. These four passenger students have found a way to make the most of their daily commute from the eastern Champagne region to jobs in the French capital.
Before the course, we were sleeping in train in the morning, so it's I prefer practice English.
44-year-old Gilles Allais is a journalist at French Public Radio. He says while he doesn't need English for his work, he does need it for his life.
I think it could be a handicap. If I don't speak fluent English, and so it was necessary for l'image de soi.
Your self-image.
Yeah, yes, to speak more fluent English. I think it's important.
Alors, en effet, notre objectif c'est proposer toujours de nouveaux services et des services adaptés à nos clients.
David Potier is head of commercial relations with the French state rail company, the SNCF. Potier says when a high-speed rail link opened between Reims and Paris a few years ago, the number of regular passengers quadrupled to 1,000 a day. He says it makes sense to offer such professional customers special services at competitive prices. For 37-year-old Reims native Jérôme Payot, who recently began working at the French headquarters of an Italian coffee company, speaking better English will help his career.
I do the purchase order and I communicate every day with my export service. And the English language is used every time.
Huddling around English books and a bag of croissants in plush seats at the back of a rail car, the four commuter students say the intimate size of their group allows them to practice freely without feeling intimidated.
Sports, clothing, retailer?
Oh, retailer.
Okay. Retailer, okay.
So do you know what a retailer is?
Young Canadian teacher Afton Piercy says students find it easier to talk in the train rather than in a formal classroom.
Sometimes in English classes, there's lots of writing, but not as much discussion and listening.
How
that's
is
very
your
important. C'est pas mal, ça va, mais it's not perfect. So I'm trying to work on my French also, so I can relate to my students.
The French rail network is the largest in Europe, carrying more than 100 million passengers a year on 800 high-speed routes.
So as the English class is going along, there's a screen in the car that shows that we're going 300 kilometers an hour, which is 180 miles an hour, which is a pretty good clip. And there's no noise, there's no bumps. It's a very smooth ride.
The English class wraps up as the train pulls into its Paris station, 90 miles and 45 minutes after leaving Reims. Rail officials hope these classes will become more popular, especially after a recent study ranked France in last place in Europe in English proficiency. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.